Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
Robinson to the goal line. Touchdown, Georgia. Has touched the ball tonight, but he took it into the end zone.
A lot of Georgia fans saying the same thing, Bryce.
67-yard drive.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the theme of the week was blow by blow, you know, so how do you keep that motor rolling? How do you keep going the entire game and just try to chop down the tree? You know, watching the film, you go look at their game last week against South Carolina, you look at their defense, I mean, a tough defense. You look at their front seven, what they do, they're going to bring pressure, they're going to challenge you. That's what they did to us today, and I mean, they played a phenomenal game.
Yeah, that's Carson Beck afterwards. You always say this, Randy, and I agree with you on it. A lot of times with good teams, whether it's NFL, college, whatever, like they all kind of sound the same. Like
Right. They're
kind of delivering the same message. That was Carson Beck saying the exact same thing that Kirby said all week last week and the exact same thing that Kirby said in his postgame. Blow by blow, I guess, was a...
Right.
They spoke it into existence.
Yeah, man.
Or give Kentucky some credit, too, because they showed up and played some tough football. But, yeah, man, that was that probably wasn't, like, the most fun game you've watched Georgia play.
No, it wasn't,
in
man.
A while.
And it was frustrating because Kentucky made it frustrating, you know. And I give all the credit. They were able to control the line of scrimmage. They held the ball for 35 minutes. And Georgia, just when Georgia had the ball, they really couldn't sustain the drive.
Yep.
Now, that Georgia defense, once Kentucky got past the 50, it was nothing. It was like, okay, y'all got to make some big plays. But, hey. We're locking this thing down, and they lost. And that depth on the defensive line was tested. I saw somewhere where Stackhouse then played over 100, like combined, like 100 some plays. You
yeah,
know? And so that's
I
not,
think Stackhouse played every play.
That's not good.
That's tough.
Not good. That's tough for him.
And it's also an example of what we were talking about. There's a couple things that over the first 3 weeks of the season I think have showed up, questions that we had.
Right.
It's like, all right, what's that interior look like? Those guys are pretty good,
yeah. But
there's not a lot of depth right now. And I know there's injuries and
that's
guys
it.
Are coming back. You got a week off. Hopefully
you
with Bama, they're going to come back. But yeah, like that interior is just not what it had been. And I think we kind of get an idea now of why there wasn't any hype coming out of fall camp about the receivers.
Yes.
They're not bad.
They're not bad.
But there's no one special.
And I tweet, and that's why my thing is like, are they not given chances? You know what I mean? Because, I mean, there's a lot of dudes on there, and there's no attempts to these guys. So that's my thing is like, because a lot of times when you get in these contests, you want to lean on your defense and everything. Kirby does that a lot. But, yeah, they got to figure out something as far as the playmaking ability of some of these guys to be able to make this offense more explosive down the field. And, you know, you got a week and you got 2 weeks to get ready for Bama. Because I said this 2 weeks ago, I said, if he figures out this offense, I'm from Jalen Milrow.
He did.
Waja. Did you see them damn throws in Wisconsin, that corner right he threw?
Uh-huh.
Like, this dude.
Fourth quarter against USF.
Yeah.
First half against Wisconsin.
This dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Jalen Milrow figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, they're just going to get better and better with another week for preparation. And then you got to go down to Bama and you know, and try and find a win down there. But, yeah, offensively, Georgia just did not get any type of rhythm going whatsoever. I thought they ran hard. I thought Etienne ran really, really hard.
I agree.
And every time you got a good play, you got a damn penalty.
Yep.
Penalties killed them. Penalties kept stalling drives. And, you know, but I think, you know, those are these things where you're like, okay, we got it. We can move on. Like, I turned it off. Like, I didn't even want, like, after the game, like, usually I'll stay up, watch the highlights, see if I can see DJ in them the next morning. I ain't watching them.
No.
I was like, I don't want to watch nothing about this game.
And I think that's, you know, that's
nothing about this game.
That's the right way to think about it.
Yes.
Because, look.
It was freaking off.
It was not the prettiest game that's ever been played.
If Kentucky had a better quarterback, Georgia would have lost.
Yeah, he played pretty good, though.
Yeah,
or at least he did his best.
He did his best.
He did his best. He was up
for it. Yes, he did his best. Missing tackles.
Yeah, that's if I'm Georgia, the thing that really drives me crazy about that game is you're missing tackles and you're not blocking on the perimeter.
Like,
you didn't have great blocking from the tight ends. You didn't have great blocking from the receivers.
You sure you can play here?
Who?
84.
Maybe not. I don't know. Like a lot of hype about Jurecek. He doesn't look great so far. Yeah. Drop passes in week one, missing blocks, and just kind of, you know, kind of sloppy, not Georgia tight end level stuff.
Yeah. Because that other guy.
But you also went on the road in the SEC in a tough environment and probably should have lost and didn't.
Yep.
See what I mean?
That's
you got to win your clunkers.
Yep. And that was a
every
clunker.
Team's going to have one.
And that was a
you got to win them.
And that was a clunker, and they won. And now you can just move on from it, flush that one, learn from it, because I like the Kirby was really animated towards the end of the game because he was getting like, okay, God, dog it. Y'all about to really get on my damn nerves. I know what I said, but I don't expect us to play the way I said it.
Yeah, stop making it so true.
Yes.
Stop making me so right. Like, I don't need to, I don't need to be, you know, this is aging everyone years the way that you're playing this game. But they get out with the win, obviously. Not the most impressive thing in the world. They fall in the polls because of it.
Yeah.
Texas was ridiculous, even with their starting quarterback getting injured again. Quinn Ewers, injury prone.
He is
fair to say,
yes,
injury
he,
prone.
He is, but that
Arch Manning comes in the game,
but,
and maybe they're better because he can run the football.
Dude, he was rolling.
Yeah,
but how he got rolling, how he shook old boy.
Yeah,
and then just Arch is caught out.
I mean, we never seen a Manning do that before.
No.
They had a graphic on TV last night.
That's
the longest run of any Manning quarterback ever.
What, a grandpa?
Yeah. Grandpa's longest run was 27 yards. Yeah.
Arch could get out now.
I guess.
Oh, okay.
Not like that. Eli had 33 once, or Peyton had 33 one time. Eli had like 7. I don't remember what it was, but I know his dad is the most athletic of them.
Is,
he was a receiver and all that, but nonetheless, that's the crazy story from the weekend. Is there was some wild games, and we'll get back into LSU and South Carolina and everything later in the show. But like, I mean, Arch comes in, and there's even more excitement now than there was when they beat the hell out of Michigan last week on the road. That's crazy.
Because Carl went to Texas and everything, so I think he would be better to answer this question. I think they're winning with Quinn Ewers. They're like, okay, but they want Arch.
Yeah, when Quinn's good.
Quinn's
really good.
He's really good.
Yeah,
but they want Arch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone wants Arch.
Yeah, they want Arch.
Everyone wants, but Quinn held it off.
Yes,
because he's too good.
He's good.
Credit to Quinn Ewers.
Quinn Ewers is
because if he was only okay, there would have been whispers.
Yes.
There was no whispers.
Yes,
he was so damn good, you couldn't do anything about it. But he's hurt.
And they want that guy.
Of course they do.
Yeah,
of course they do. His last name's Manning, and every time he gets in there, he does stuff like that.
Yeah, man,
it's crazy, ridiculous. All right, let's hear from. I guess we already did that. We had an Arch highlight. You want to just hear the Arch highlight for fun? All right, let's hear it.
Split right is DeAndre Moore. Tight end is Gunnar Helm on second down. Handoff wide. He's going to get up, pulling it back in. Is Manning. Arch breaks a tackle. 50, 45 to the 30. Dare I say it? Say goodnight to it. 67 yards. Arch to the house.
Yeah, man. As if things weren't already on fire down there in Austin. Yeah. That takes it to another level. He also threw for 223 and 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, man. I mean, they are good at it. I mean, I said it a couple weeks ago. I said, Texas is a problem. They're a real problem.
Yes.
They're balanced. They can run the football. Their defense is better. I don't think the defensive line is as good as it was last year. I mean, but
they lost some really good top-end guys. Yeah.
But, I mean, Texas has everything you want. We already talked about Bama and when Milroe figures it out, which he seems to have done.
Their defense, too.
Their defense.
Bama's defense looks good.
And then you got them damn Volunteers up at Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're jerks.
Yes. I learned
a lot. What a bunch of bullies.
Just beat the hell out of them. I mean, just leave them alone.
Yeah, man.
Leave them alone. Oh, man.
It's 56-0 at halftime.
Yeah, leave him alone, man.
I mean, whatever. They're supposed to stop you, all that stuff. But
leave him alone.
That was cruel what they were doing. Yeah, Ole Miss is good. They keep rolling. They won 40-6. Like, Missouri got a little scare from Boston College, but they buckled down and they won that game as well. So there's legitimately like 6 teams, maybe an argument for 7 teams in the SEC that can go to the playoff.
Yes.
There's obviously Georgia is one of them, and even with what happened with Kentucky, you put Georgia up on that tier with those top teams in the country. But Texas is real, and Alabama looks real after what they did. And I know Van Dyke got hurt early, but I don't think that was going to make much of a difference as far as what Wisconsin's offense was going to do. Tennessee looks real.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously Georgia does. Ohio State hadn't really played anybody yet, but they've got all the talent in the world. So, shaping up to be really fun like we thought it would. Let's hear Raheem Morris talking about Saquon Barkley ahead of the Monday Night Football game tonight.
But Saquon has always been a problem, right? He was went to Penn State. You know, he was coached by James Franklin, a good friend of mine, and they run a great program coming out of college. He was a great athlete coming out of college, playing against them versus the Giants. He was always a guy and a focal point of somebody you got to stop. He's very difficult to tackle. He's explosive. He's fast. He can catch the ball at the backfield. He can do it all. You know, he's one of the guys that we want our guy to be like and to be very similar to when it comes to this game and be able to play as long as being able to do and have the kind of production that Saquon's had in his league. You know, barring injury, he's one of the best, and he's one of the best that's been able to play that we've ever seen. So I got nothing but very complimentary things from Saquon from a human level and a player level.
He's priority number one.
Yep.
He's priority number one tonight. You got to bottle up 26, and because he is everything that Ross said, and he is what's...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's what they want that offense to run through. Mm-hmm. 26. I know they got Jalen Hurts, and we talk about all of it. We know AJ's not playing tonight.
Yeah, no AJ Brown tonight, which is helpful.
But they want this offense to run through 26, and so he's going to get every opportunity tonight to go out there like and like Keem said to run and catch. I mean, nice touchdown catch out the backfield. This was as long as they played since Friday.
Yeah, it was two Fridays ago.
Yeah, and so I mean they got everything they need in this guy. When you want to look at as far as just a complete running back. I mean, he's complete now because at first he couldn't block to save his damn life, but he has worked on that, and he is a complete three-down runner.
Yeah, he's like Raheem said there, he's everything that the Falcons hope that Bijan turns into.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he's sort of the prototype of what Bijan is being asked to do. Now, Saquon's been hurt a lot, but when he's been healthy, he's been healthy. Phenomenal.
Yes.
And you saw it that first game against Green Bay, had three touchdowns in a variety of different ways. I know it's not a matchup. They're not going to play against each other, but they're similar guys and they play the same position. If Bijan has a better game tonight than Saquon does, that goes a long way for the Atlanta Falcons.